From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Stutson, and these are your headlines for Wednesday, September 17th. Stormy weather is possible across much of California in the next few days, but as NSPR's Ken Duvall reports, it looks like the North State may only see scattered activity.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Mario in Baja California are moving north. According to reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle, that could mean strong thunderstorm activity for a lot of South and Central California, where dry lightning could increase the potential for wildfires. In Northern California, right now, it seems unlikely that places above the Bay Area will see any significant storm activity. However, the forecast does suggest there could be some isolated showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. Lightning storms are common in August and September, and they've already sparked dozens of fires statewide. That includes the Blue Fire in Siskiyou County. It's burned more than 3,500 acres and is at least 30% contained. For NSPR News, I'm Kent Ball.
California wildlife officials have wrapped up red fox surveys in the Sierra Nevada. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife says the surveys were conducted in Lassen Volcanic National Park and the nearby Caribou Wilderness using specially trained scat detection dogs. The teams spent 10 days collecting carnivore excrement with the goal of estimating the number of Sierra Nevada red foxes, which are one of the rarest mammals in the country. 240 samples were collected, with 85 estimated to be from a fox. The scat will be transferred to UC Davis for genetic analysis to determine how many individual foxes there are and how closely they're related to one another. California wildfire survivors will no longer have to pay state income tax on settlement payments. The change was included in the state budget last week after 2 years of work from legislators. Bruce Ross is the press secretary for State Senator Megan Daly, who represents a large swath of the North State and voted for the bill. He says those taxes often took a heavy toll on fire survivors.
Your house burns down in a fire that ultimately maybe the power company was found responsible for. That turns out to be taxable income. So you think you're getting money that will help you rebuild your house, and you know almost half of it can end up going to the government.
The bill applies retroactively to payments made since January 2021 and runs through 2030. Ross added that settlement payments are already exempt from federal taxes after efforts from North State congressional representatives. California's high school class of 2025 completed more financial aid applications than students a year earlier. The nonprofit news outlet EdSource says the increase came despite a delayed start to the federal aid cycle and worries about immigration crackdown. About 11% more public school seniors completed aid applications by the September 2nd state deadline. That's compared to the previous year and includes free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, and the California DREAM Act application. The year-to-year growth follows worries that last year's two-month delay to the federal financial aid cycle, heightened immigration enforcement, and layoffs at the U.S. Department of Education would deter students from seeking aid. And some University of California students, professors, and staff are suing the Trump administration. The group says the president is using civil rights laws to wage a campaign against the UC to curtail academic freedom and undermine free speech. The lawsuit comes weeks after the Trump administration fined UCLA $1.2 billion and froze research funding after accusing the school of allowing anti-Semitism on campus. The administration has frozen or paused federal funding over similar allegations against other colleges, including Harvard, Brown, and Columbia. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, September 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutson.